Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 264 on February the 18th, 2018.
You just spit it all out, and I didn't get a chance to say nothing.
I know. I'll go slow next week, Don.
So I can say get a word
you can
in there,
step, please. Yeah. You're going to step right up to the plate and say all that valuable information.
Step up to the microphone.
There you go.
We've had a busy day. We have. I mean, it seemed busy to me anyway.
I'm looking at you.
We got a lot of stuff done before noon, and heck, you even made a cornbread casserole, breakfast, I don't know what you call it.
Well, the truth be told, it was cornbread, 2 days old, and I looked at that and thought, we're never going to eat that with anything else because we didn't have any cabbage and kielbasa, we didn't have any ham and beans, so I just took that sucker, threw a bunch of eggs in it, and some milk, and a little bit of sugar, and a whole bunch of blueberries, and baked it for another half hour, and
whammo.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was
tasty. We've almost eaten the whole thing.
It was tasty, and it's a good way to get rid of cornbread, too, because cornbread that's day old is not worth eating unless you got beans to go with it.
Well, that's what I said. If we'd had those other ingredients or something on the menu that was pertinent, we could have dunked that there. But anyway.
Yeah, we didn't. So yes.
Done that same thing. We've had cornbread left. I've added cooked sausage and broccoli and made almost a casserole out of it. So
yeah.
I'm always game to use day-old cornbread or 2-day-old for that matter.
Well, tasty nonetheless. It was really good and very low calorie, I'm sure.
Absolutely, Don. It's the only way we cook. And
right.
Really, truth be told, more important than calories are the value of nutrition in the calories you eat. So we can say that at that point, the blueberries were valuable. I don't know about the rest of it.
Tremendous antioxidants and full of vitamin C and vitamin purple and
vitamin purple. That's interesting. Well, and speaking of busy, when you said we'd been busy, you'd been working down at the studio to try to get some new equipment going. We've got that in the works, so maybe next week we'll be able to add that to the mix.
Yeah, the very first thing out of the gate this afternoon, we're trying the new equipment out, and I get the warning as I start up everything like I normally do that the program had crashed. So I said some choice words.
And I said, never mind.
We went back to the old way.
That's right. And then I did get a lot of things posted up on Facebook. I got the Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair event page up. So we'll be adding new information about that on Facebook, on our website. And we'll be talking about that later tonight on the podcast too.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, we want to say thanks to Cassie Cordy and Brett and Mindy Casto. They were very active in making our vision board workshop happen.
It was a hit. It was a success. We had fun. We had dinner. It was good dinner. We had, my goodness, we had 2 hours of vision boarding. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
And the nice part, Cassie is the facilitator and will be again. We're having a dream workshop down the road and more on that later too. But Brett and Mindy are owners of the Tibbetts House Bed and Breakfast and Books.
Mm-hmm.
So we held this vision board workshop there. And like you said, had dinner. And what a delight to sit around the table with so many like-minded people. We had people from Greenville, Highland, and St. Louis come to the event. And it's like we'd known each other forever. And, of course, we have known some of them quite a long time. But everybody fit in well with each other. And it was just really nice to exchange ideas and philosophies while we were sharing our visions.
There you go. And it was fun, once again, no doubt. I recommend it. It's the only vision board workshop that I endorse.
But I'm bummed. And that's exactly what Richard Barth would have to say, too. One of our all-time favorite Creekside with Don and Jan listeners.
I got to say it first.
You did.
So we've got something pretty important coming up here Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. There is a storm spotter training going on in Greenville, Illinois, from the National Weather Service. And John King and I got an opportunity to sit down yesterday and talk about it because John's schedule wouldn't allow him to come in today. So we talked about it yesterday. It's a little pre-recorded, but it's pertinent and want you to listen. Well, howdy. We're sitting here talking to John King. He's from the Okaw Valley Amateur Radio Club here in Greenville, Illinois, and they are doing something special coming up very fast this week. Next Tuesday, there is a storm spotter training course going on here in Greenville. John, tell me about this.
Well, the National Weather Service in St. Louis, typically about every 2 years, will come to Bond County and put on a program that teaches the public, not just amateur radio, but the public, about the severe storm spotter program that the National Weather Service has, and they do this free of charge. So this event has been planned for by Alan Davis, our Bond County ESDA coordinator, that's Emergency Services and Disaster Agency coordinator, and National Weather Service, and we were invited to participate along with him for this event. The training will be from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, the 20th. It's being held at the Greenville Fire Protection Firehouse at 1110 East Harris Avenue in Greenville.
It's one of the very first things you run into when you're coming into town is the firehouse on the left-hand side of the road coming in from the south.
When you come, yes, if you come in from Interstate 70 or the McDonald's intersection, mm-hmm. that's what you'll come across is the fire station, and that's where we'll be holding us. They have a big meeting room there, and we'd like to see it packed because we think that the storm spotter program makes us all more aware of what's going on when these storms do come through. And Bond County has had its fair share of severe storms that blow through here.
We're no stranger.
We've had tornadoes in the past that have done some significant damage right through Greenville. And I think that I have attended many, many years over, and I'm no expert on the weather. I just know that it helps to keep me up to snuff, if you will, by listening to what, and I believe it'll be Jim Cramper will be the presenter, and he is a meteorologist and a very sharp individual, but he makes a program interesting, and I would suggest if you have kids 10 years old and older, that's a good place to bring them. They need to learn as kids when they see these clouds form in the sky what to be concerned about, because there are many times the clouds people will call in my time as at the police department, people would call and say, oh, there's a funnel cloud. No, it was not a funnel cloud. It'd be a shelf cloud, or it'd be a wall cloud, it'd be just the hot and cold air mixing, and it looks ominous, but in fact, it's harmless.
Yeah.
And Jim is very good about that, and he especially enjoys having kids in his audience because he can teach them. And I think you don't walk away with a big certificate that says you have hereby passed this course. What you walk away with is the knowledge that you are better prepared when the storm season hits us.
Right.
Specifically severe thunderstorms and tornadoes, although he covers a lot of the weather, but those are the ones that really can catch us off guard.
And straight line winds, for crying out loud.
Straight line winds. The Weather Service uses a warning and a watch. Specifically to the tornado, they either issue a tornado watch, which is conditions are favorable for this storm to happen. If it's a tornado, it's favorable for a tornado to happen. If it's a severe thunderstorm warning, then it means conditions are favorable for a severe thunderstorm. That's the watch. The warning is the more severe one. When we hear warning, what he's going to teach us is warning means take cover.
You betcha.
It's around the corner. It's most probably going to hit.
It's someplace near you.
It is. And
pay attention.
The local law enforcement, they do have the ability to sound sirens, and they have their written policy how and when those sirens get sounded. The thing that I think many people overlook is we're so dependent upon technology today. We look at radar screens and we think, well, we can tell what's going on. The National Weather Service will tell us, the meteorologists will tell us, that that radar gives them an idea what is going on.
Yeah.
But if it were not for humans,
eyeballs,
storm spotters like you and I, reporting back to the National Weather Service, they don't know.
Right.
They can see things on their radar screen, but they need real eyes and ears to say, okay, the hail is this size, or we have this size tree limbs down, or many indicators to them. It helps them then say, okay, when we see this kind of image on our radar, it correlates with this kind of activity.
Right. If they see a bow echo, then they want spotters someplace near that to see what's happening, right?
They absolutely do. And with our amateur radio system that we have here in Greenville, we are linked directly by radio and not internet with the National Weather Service. And often the National Weather Service is calling on our system saying, is there anyone in, I live in the east side of Greenville, is there anyone in the east side of Greenville, or is there anybody in the Pocahontas area or some other part of the county? They want them on the air to report back to them immediately and directly. What do you see on the ground right now?
Mm-hmm. And a train spotter is the best way to do that.
Train spotter is absolutely the best. If you come Tuesday night and join us and you have not participated before, you will leave with your registered storm spotter number and a phone number so you can pick up the phone and call the National Weather Service and say, here's my storm spotter number and I see this. And they will take that call and appreciate it.
Well, and they'll take the call seriously. And that's, you know, I always wanted to be a weatherman. You know, whenever I was 8, 10 years old watching TV weather, I wanted to be that weatherman. And for whatever reason, that never transpired or never, you know, materialized in my life. And I still, to this day, hold the weatherman in very high regard.
Well, I do too. I have this, I don't know, maybe it's the age I've got, but somehow that commercial between the news and the weather seems to be what puts me to sleep in the evenings. But my, I'm always wanting to watch the weather. I'm interested in what they're, TV forecasters do, and their radar feeds are directly from the National Weather Service.
Yeah,
so they and the National Weather Service work well together because the National Weather Service in and of itself can't notify all of us, but probably most all of us watch TV.
And people that listen to Creekside with Don and Jan will know that we have usurped the storm mode because it's something that we do whenever we don't want to get out and we're driving the ice or what have you, and we'll just record from home and we call ourselves in storm mode.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So,
I guess I have missed that time when that comes up in conversation
this,
here.
We got this cheap little mic that doesn't sound too bad, and Jan and I will share it back and forth into the computer and record a podcast. And, you know, just saves us from falling on our butts on the ice getting down here. That's the key. So when is the storm spotter training again? One more time.
It is this Tuesday, March the 20th, right here in Greenville at the Greenville Fire Protection District's firehouse on 1110 East Harris Avenue.
Yeah.
If you want to put it in your GPS, if you don't know where it's located, it will be from 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. And Jim Cramper from the National Weather Service in St. Louis, he will be here. And he is usually very prompt about that time period. So if you got young kids and you need to get them home, you'll be out of there at just about 9 o'clock sharp.
He's got it down to a T, I'm sure.
He does. And as I mentioned earlier, if you have young children, I would say at least 9 or 10, bring them along. It's a good opportunity to begin to expose your children to what this weather looks like when it's severe. And they will walk away. there's an age minimum before you can get your storm spotter number, mm-hmm. but it does not hurt for kids to hear the same thing the parents are hearing, because they might likely be outside playing ball or chasing the dog or something and see these clouds begin to form. They'll be able to say, Mom or Dad,
pay attention. Yeah.
Pay attention. Hear, remember what Mr. Camper told us.
Right.
So I really encourage young kids to be brought along. It's open to the public. There is no fee. Just come on out and take away what you can.
Well, that's very good. John, thanks for coming in this afternoon and talking with us. And we'll be there. If I'm not there, Jan and I both will be there, but I'm going to be there.
I am too.
High water or whatever else it comes, I'm going to be there. Y'all take care now.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Indeed, I will be there.
So another thing you'll be doing on Thursday night is coming down to Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House right here in Greenville, Illinois, 110
mm-hmm.
South 2nd Street. I looked around to see. I should know that by now. I've typed that address a million times in the advertising in our magazine.
You bet.
But anyway, we are going to have Cash Jackson, who is one of the three Libertarian candidates vying for the Libertarian Party of Illinois nomination for governor. And Cash is going to be on our podcast later in the week, but he's also going to be here, like I said, this Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. here at Adam Brothers, and it'll just be open to the public to come and meet him. He's game to talk about why he wants to run for governor, why he wants to run as a libertarian, the libertarian message in general. So it'll just be really nice to meet him. We haven't met any of the candidates yet, and we will be going to the convention and meet them, but this will be nice to have him here and for a chance to people really come and meet a candidate that's not one of the two parties that you're used to seeing out and about.
Yeah. And you know, libertarians have got an uphill battle every time they want to get on the ballot. You know, we've got stupid hoops that we have to go through in order to get even ballot access. And which means that if you think you've got free and fair elections, you're out of your mind. But just because of the hoops that we've got to go through, it doesn't happen.
And it's not just libertarians. It's any third party. It's any independent candidate we've talked about.
If you have an alternate thought that's not inside their little stream of water, you're done for. That's the way they've got the cards stacked.
Yeah, and I'm going to say we're not done for because we're making headway.
But
it's been a long time coming.
You feel like a salmon, don't you?
Mm-hmm, swimming upstream, you betcha. But if enough of us swim in the same direction, we make a difference.
Well, maybe we ought to call ourselves the Salmon Party.
I think we've had enough struggle getting people to identify that libertarian means liberty. Salmon might throw them entirely in a whole different...
It's an uphill battle.
It is.
Either way.
Anyway, that's what's coming up Tuesday and Thursday right here in Greenville.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Laura Myers from Greenville, and I'm a Republican candidate for state representative in the 107th District. I'm a strong supporter of agriculture, veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and the United States Constitution and its amendments. I am pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-union. I will work hard to create a pro-business environment through free markets, deregulation, and lower taxes. If you want a state representative who believes in a high level of service, integrity, and is grassroots, will work for you full-time, will march when we need to march, fight when we need to fight, please check out my website, citizensformyers.com. And I am asking for your vote on the March 20th primary because Southern Illinois counts. Paid for by Citizens for Myers, Don Niehaus, Treasurer. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Jared Busby from Adam Bros Music and Coffee House. I'd like to invite you to come out to the Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair on Saturday, April 14th at the American Farm Heritage Museum here in Greenville, Illinois. We'll be selling coffee and baked goods. Hope to see you there.
Hearing that message from Jared reminded me that we've got other folks that are going to be at the fair. And you just happened to have made a list here. So.
Well, I did, and it's exciting because the list continues to grow.
It is continuing to grow.
And we've got, I think we went from a dozen to 21 vendors right now, so that's what you're going to...
Inside of a week and a half,
mm-hmm.
So that's not a bad deal. We've got Amber Worley Arts is going to be there, Ballard Nature Center, Big T's Honeybee Farm, the Bradford National Bank, Deb Obermeyer Books, and a Simple Stitch series, Gaffner's Photography and Woodworking, Libby T. Gregg, children's book author, KNR Wireless, Oka Valley Amateur Radio Club, Resilient Ways, Shine, Conscious Consulting and Counseling, Inc., Stacy Rhodes Music, It's the Sunshine House Health Food Store, Terra Modern Massage and Botanicals, the Clark Farm, the Factory Theater at Greenville University, the Tibbetts House Bed, Breakfast, and Books, TikTok Energy, Wings and Things, Wooden Stuff, Words Matter Publishing, Young Living Essential Oils. My goodness, that's a nice round of folks. I mean, that's 21 people, and we're a month and a half out.
Right, and we've got several of the people that have called us, and we're just waiting to hear back from them. So if you want to be a vendor, then just go to our website, owlcreekgazette.com, email us jan@owlcreekgazette.com, give us a call, 618-580-8766, mm-hmm. and we'll be happy to help set you up as a vendor. All the details, like I said, are on the website. But this is really a unique event. There are many expos and home shows that will feature all kinds of things, but ours really zeroes in on self-reliance and sustainability, people who step outside the box, whether it's through their art or their business or their organization's solutions mm-hmm. to problems. Mm-hmm. And so we bring such an eclectic blend to our events, just like our magazine has an eclectic group of writers. And that's reflected at the events we do and on the pages of the Owl Creek Gazette. So I'm really excited to see this grow. We've got people that have returned because they really appreciated their experience at last year's event. And so this year at the Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair Lookout, you never know who you're going to see. We've told you 21 of them, but, you know, there will be more.
And, yeah, there's going to be more coming. And we've contacted folks that that are looking at their budget. They were contacting folks that are looking at their time budget. So that's a big problem, too, because it is starting to be springy.
Well, and the nice part about this, too, is we've had people calling us.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that when people have read it in the magazine or found out about it through a friend. However you find out about what we're doing, we appreciate that word of mouth and the print and the podcast. And any way you can share this information, we love it.
Yeah.
Something else we want to mention, too, Don,
about
the event. We have lined up Joe's Pizza here in Greenville, Illinois, to come and take care of lunch for us.
That's cool.
So they're going to have three kinds of pizza. And I got a kick out of it. I posted this on Facebook and got some good responses, although no one said, what does that actually mean yet? Maybe they figured it out. The three kinds of pizza are, the first one is Thoreau, you can order, and that's cheese. And the reason we did that is because Henry David Thoreau said, simplify, simplify. What's more simplified than cheese pizza when you're talking about pizza? The second one is the garden, and that's the veggie lovers. And we'll be having all kinds of ideas about gardens and gardening at the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is the Fuller, in honor of Buckminster Fuller and his dome home. It's the meat lovers pizza. And what's more filling and full
than a Fuller pizza?
That's right. So you can order the Thoreau, the garden, or the Fuller.
Well, that's handy.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have people confused all day long, but that's okay.
We'll make signs that instruct and inform and hopefully inspire people to eat.
Maybe we will. And we're also going to have lemonade and tea.
And I think we're going to be able to have salads there, too, in case mm-hmm. someone wants that additional.
It's a vegan experience. That'll mm-hmm. be a way to go. Mm-hmm. And there's some other possibilities going to be zooming around in our heads here in the next week of getting a couple of other vendors that maybe might provide something in an adult fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, and let's clarify that.
Oh, yes. Adult beverages.
Thank you. I didn't want people's minds to go wandering off in one direction and reel them back in.
Reel them back. Yes, adult beverage.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what's going to go with that. And let's see, what else do we have coming up in the near future? We've got, besides the home show, I mean, that's going to be the home show. Our sustainability fair is going to be our primary focus from here out, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. When we first started the show, we were talking about a vision board workshop, and I mentioned there would be more down the road. We're going to have a dream journaling workshop in Greenville Thursday, March the 15th, and that will be at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. Then we'll have our big event, and then we'll recover a day.
You think?
I think so, because that's on the 14th. And we might get a little bit longer, Don, because the next dream journaling workshop is not until April the 19th.
Wow.
So we've got 5 days in there to regroup.
5 days after that. Okay. Well.
And that will be over at the Tibbetts House Bed, Breakfast, and Books. And so that will be another dinner event. And all those that information is up on the website right now, too, at owlcreekgazette.com.
Okay. So we have, we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on and juggling. And we've got, we're not playing whack-a-mole yet, but we're getting close.
Right. And we invite people, if you're on Facebook, go ahead and, you know, say you are interested in the event that we host, mm-hmm. or you're definitely going. We'll continue to post things there all the time as we get new vendors. And in mm-hmm. fact, I made the vendor list today and posted up there. So it's really nice to have that.
We worked yesterday on our first little poster. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Mm-hmm. And I made the first version of the poster, and then you took over and ran with it.
Well, you know what we're going to say. This is like the man version versus the woman version, and we continue to emphasize that's how we roll.
So if you follow us on Facebook, you know what I mean.
Well, yeah. And you put up some bare bones information. It was a really good start, and looked at this and said, but if someone sees this poster, nobody knows where to call, who to call, what to do. They get a feel for the event we're hosting.
I know. It's who, what, when, where, and why. It's the old adage about what you need to say when you're going to say it. Mm-hmm. Tell them what's going to tell them. Tell them. Tell them what you told them.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I got all that added to the mix, and we got that up on Facebook. And we will be, when we deliver the March issue of the Owl Creek Gazette, we will be putting posters up all around our 12-county area.
Yeah.
And, one thing I wanted to make sure that people knew, we've already started to sell tickets to the Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair, which is good. So you can buy those, like I said earlier, online, but you can also get them around our area. You can buy them here in Greenville at TNT RV or Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. In Highland, you can get them at Tibbetts House Bed and Breakfast and Books. Mm-hmm. In Vandalia, you can get them at the Sunshine House Health Food Store. In Salem, you can get them at M&M Courtyard Cafe. And in Edwardsville, you can get them at Afterwards Books. And tickets will be available at March 1st to purchase at those
physical
locations.
Physical tickets, right.
Physical tickets, right. Right now you can get them online. But we wanted to make sure that we got those names and locations out there, because several people said to us, boy, we'd like to have a place in, for instance, Metro East area to pick those up. So we've got a wider range of locations where you can purchase them this year.
Yeah. Okay. So one more thing before we go. I want to remind you that this Tuesday, coming up this Tuesday, not Monday, but Tuesday of this week, is a storm spotter training class. If you've ever wondered and looked up at the skies and you wondered what that thing was coming at you and it was too late, you're not going to be coming to the class. You need to come to this class to see whether or not you're getting whammed by a something or other. So,
well, it's just educational.
It's just educational.
And preparedness.
To learn, right. It's about preparedness. It's, mm-hmm. It's about preparedness. Mm-hmm. And you can become a storm spotter, and you will be given a number and a telephone number to call if you see something that needs to be reported.
Well, and you know, speaking of preparedness, when I think about our event coming up, we say that we are bringing people together, fellow travelers from all walks of life who have a desire to learn about the art and science of self-reliance and sustainability. So this goes right to the science of this.
Yeah.
And anytime you can be prepared and know how to handle a situation, more is the better for everybody involved. So this is right up our alley, too.
It is indeed. That's, once again, Tuesday night, Storm Spotters Training at the Greenville Fire Protection District Firehouse along Harris Avenue here in Greenville. Can't miss it.
And Thursday night, if you want to meet a Libertarian candidate vying for the Libertarian Party's nomination for governor, be sure to come to Adam Brothers between 7 and 8 o'clock, and you'll be able to meet Cash Jackson.
Okay. Is that all we got for this show?
That's it tonight.
All righty. Y'all take care now. Have a good weekend.
Good night, folks.
Bye-bye.